start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you on this Tuesday evening as we roll on day number two of NBA Legends Week leading up to All-Star Weekend. Yesterday was Rick Barry. Joining me in about 2 minutes will be the Admiral, David Robinson, one of the best to ever play this game, two-time NBA champion. He has high energy. He is a terrific character guy. And I am hoping by the end of this interview, Aaron, I don't know how it's going to work or if he'll shed any light or not, but we are going to talk about how close maybe Tim Duncan came to coming to Orlando. That's what I want to know. Every rumor is that he's the one that swayed Timmy to not come to Orlando. I want to find out if that's true. And, of course, the terrific legacy that he has left this game.
I was going to say, Dante, because you hear all the stories about how this guy cut his vacation short because he was worried right, that it was that close to happening in Orlando. I mean, can we blame David Robinson for that? That's okay, right?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. But a lot to get into. Obviously, a storied NBA career, everything that he accomplished, two-time gold medal, part of that Dream Team in 1992. But probably as high a character guy and as high an energy guy as you're going to find. So you're going to have a lot of fun. This will be a terrific listen, I promise. If you missed yesterday's show, you can go to iTunes, Orlando Magic Radio, and you can download my interview with Rick Barry from yesterday as we roll on with NBA Legends Week. The Magic fall last night to the Chicago Bulls. Hard-fought basketball game, Aaron. You battle all the way back. You're down 18 with 8 minutes left. You take a three-point lead with 2.5 minutes left. And then you toss away the inbounds pass. Caught in the crosshairs. There's miscommunication with Shelvin Mack and Jonathan Simmons. Zach LaVine races with it the other way. Ill-advised shot from Mario Hezonja. Probably would have been the game winner in the Magic fall to the Chicago Bulls. So next up will be tomorrow night. The Magic will host the Charlotte Hornets. Dwight Howard in town. The last game before the All-Star break. And we certainly encourage you to come to the Amway Center tomorrow. OrlandoMagic.com is how you can get your tickets. Without further ado, let's roll on this terrific start to NBA Legends Week here on Magic Drive Time on 96.9 The Game. It is our honor to bring in the Hall of Famer, one of the 50 greatest to ever play this game, 14 NBA seasons, 10-time All-Star, two-time NBA champion, scoring leader. The list goes on. He is David Robinson, the Admiral, joining us here. And I love, you know, you used to go to Notre Dame games and watch Corey. You used to watch, I know you still watch Justin at Duke, but I'd love to know, what is the Admiral doing these days to keep himself busy?
I think I'm more busy now than I was when I was playing basketball. No, it's great. I have three boys, and they're at the perfect age now. I got a 25 and 23 and 21, and so they, you know, they're learning how to become young men. And so I'm getting a chance to support them, two of them out of college and one a junior now at Duke. And so, yeah, that's a lot of my life now is helping them figure out what track they're going to get on. So that's a lot of fun for me.
I bet it is. Well, what are some of the questions you get? What are some of the things that they'll call on dad for to kind of help them navigate through?
Oh, my gosh. You know, how do I pay my taxes? What is my W-2 look like? Am I the sole proprietor of the household now? No, great questions about, you know, their job opportunities. And you know, they're curious about the future. I think all three of the boys feel a strong responsibility to kind of carry on some of the things. You know, while I was playing, I was very much involved in education and trying to get young kids, especially young minority kids, into college and through college. And I basically spent about 25 years in public and private school education working there. And I think that they feel a responsibility of, Dad, where do we go from here? What do you want us to do? And I don't have anything specific for them, but I sure would like them to understand, hey, we've been given a great opportunity. Let's encourage others and be a blessing.
No, that's great. That's terrific insight, and we appreciate it. Speaking with the Admiral, David Robinson, Hall of Famer, joining us here on Magic Drive Time. And you know, as you look back, and do you? I know you're busy now. Do you take time to think back on that career, on the Dream Team, on the two championships, on playing for Coach Popovich, playing with Tim Duncan? When you take time and reflect on everything you accomplished in your career, what are you most proud of?
Oh, wow. Good question. I think, you know, the things I'm most proud of really are just my family. You know, just being, you go through all of that stuff for 25 years, 30 years, and, you know, it's not easy to be dad. It's not easy to be a husband, and you know, you get a little full of yourself. You start thinking a little more highly of yourself than you should, and you got to figure out, hey, how do I really be here for my family? How do I really do the right things? And I think the thing I feel the best about is that, you know, just by the grace of God, you know, my wife and I have been married 26 years, and
that's great.
My boys, I just love my boys. They're amazing, and they're such a blessing to me now. And to figure, hey, we, you know, 26 years we've built into, like, this is the result of, you know, time and patience and commitment to one another. And now it's a joy. It's an incredible joy. So to me, that's the best thing that's come out of all. I mean, yeah, you know, playing on the Dream Team was cool. That was amazing. And yes, getting gold medals, that was all wonderful. But I mean, nothing like looking my boys in the eyes now and seeing, you know, young men that are confident and you know, feel like they can contribute to the world. And so that's the thing I think I'm most happy with.
Well, that's fantastic and well stated, and not a lot of people have that. So that's something that I know you're very proud of. And I'd love to, you know, watching the NBA now and seeing Greg Popovich still coaching. David, I know you got to be amazed at kind of his longevity, the success he's had in this league, of which you played a very big part in. What most impresses you about Coach Popovich, and maybe some insight that we may not know about Coach Pop? We hear great things about him, but we don't know much about Coach Pop.
Well, you know, you guys know Coach Pop's not going to talk about himself a lot, but he really is an amazing, amazing guy. Just, you know, I knew coming out of the, you know, Air Force Academy and, you know, being in the intelligence field, and I mean, you knew he was a smart guy, but to watch him, the way he's approached this all these years, his consistency, you know, he's got that message and he's been able to communicate that message. And that's a lot of coaches, you know, they may have a thought of how they want to run their team, but they don't communicate well. And I think he's done that at an incredibly high level. Yeah, you got to have the right players. I mean, Tim Duncan is, you know, one of the most amazing players of all time, but you also have to be committed and Pop has done that. So I think his consistency has been, he and R.C. Buford and Peter Holt, what they've been able to create here in 25 years. I mean, of success for 25 years.
Amazing.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. So, you know, Pop's been right in the middle of all of that stuff and really the heart of it, I would say. I mean, you know, yes, I've come and gone. Tim has come and gone. But Pop has been, you know, the mainstay. Pop and R.C.
That's fantastic. And we got Jonathan Simmons, who of course came from San Antonio, and he said they would have some. Yeah, he said they would have some terrific conversations, and he would tell Sims, "I want to play you more, but you're driving me crazy out there." Did you? does that Pop sound like Pop?
He doesn't mess around. He's not going to mince words with you. And I think players appreciate that when they feel like you have their best interest at heart. And there's no question he cared about Jonathan. He wanted Jonathan to be the best player he could be. And he's able to communicate that to you so that, hey, even when he tells you, man, you're not doing what I'm asking you to do. I mean, I can't put you on the floor. I mean, I want to, but I can't. And to see Jonathan be able to go on and get a great contract and to become such a key member of a team like he is now with Orlando, that's Pop to a T, right? He's got coaches that are out there doing amazing things. He's got guys in the front office that he's trained. I mean, Pop cares about everybody that comes through the organization. He wants to see you go on and do your best. And you know, it's one thing to say that, but Pop has a track record of sending people off to do amazing things and tell them he's a man who's good to his word.
Well, you know what's interesting? You mentioned that. Speaking with David Robinson, Hall of Famer, one of the 50 greatest. You played with Avery Johnson, Doc Rivers, Vinny Del Negro, Monty Williams, Steve Kerr. They're all coaches. How did you avoid that? Did you not have any interest in being a head coach?
No, it was pretty easy to avoid that. No, I, you know, being around all those guys, I had enough coaches around me. I didn't ever want to see another coach again.
That's fantastic.
I don't have the personality for, you know, coach. Coaching is a pretty demanding thing. I think on a day-to-day basis, you have to be a man of one-track mind, to be honest. You got to be able to come in there and be ready to dissect every single day. The amount of time and energy that Popovich and his staff puts into making this franchise great is pretty consuming. And now, you know, with my son at Duke, I'm watching Coach K and his staff and the time they, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of these coaches who are, I mean, these are the best coaches in the game ever. But it's consuming. And you know, it's, that wasn't what I wanted to do with, you know, 99% of my time.
Absolutely. I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Okay, hang in there. We got one more segment with the Admiral David Robinson. When we continue, more of my interview with one of the 50 greatest to ever do it. We're going to talk Tim Duncan when he arrives in San Antonio. And how close did Tim Duncan, the summer of 2000, come to leaving the Spurs and joining the Orlando Magic? We will hear directly from David Robinson when we return.
There are jewelers around that will steer you away from designer rings because they don't have them.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
The reason why they don't have them is they can't get them.
But at IDC, we have the designers women want. Names like Tacori, Verragio, and Henry Dawson.
At IDC, you can get the designer ring that she wants and the perfect diamond to go with it.
Don't compromise.
Don't make her settle for a cookie-cutter, China-made ring.
Get her a ring she'll be proud to show off. At International Diamond Center, the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Here comes Simmons' numbers. I don't need numbers. He flies right over the top of the German and dunks it down.
Magic fans, get your 2018-19 season tickets now. This is more than just basketball. This is the Loyal Blue community, featuring special benefits, first-class service, and access to exclusive events. Plus, if you can't make it to the Amway Center for a game, simply return your tickets for Magic money that can be used to upgrade your game night experience. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your tickets today.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Bring in the Admiral David Robinson here in just a minute. The Magic will host the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow. It is Pride Night. Go to OrlandoMagic.com and find out how you can get your tickets. Lots happening inside the building tomorrow. Also tomorrow, before you get to the arena, you can stop by Tijuana Flats. And you will have Orlando Magic Pure Magic Wednesdays. Wear your Magic gear into any Central Florida Tijuana Flats on Wednesdays, and you get a free taco and chips. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh. David, I'd love to go back to 97-98. You guys acquired Tim Duncan, and we know the rest is history. But what I love about that story, and I think people gravitate to it, is how welcoming you were of Tim and how much you tutored him, mentored him. I think some of that is lost in today's game, quite frankly. We don't have those great vets that kind of show the next generation the way. But I just tell us about your relationship and how much you helped Timmy kind of become the person and player that he was.
Wow. I wish I could take more credit than Timmy really was a fantastic college player. And coming in, I mean, he was a four-year guy, so very mature physically and emotionally. He was going to be a star no matter where he went. For us, I knew it was going to be a blessing for the two of us to be able to play together. And, I think what some of these young kids, you know, now they kind of, we're in this era of, you know, tap my chest, look at me kind of a era. And that's, I understand, okay, you want to get your contract. Okay, you want to get your thing. But your team success is going to make everybody happy. There's no losing in bringing everybody together and having great success. So to me, that was kind of, that's always what it's been about. And you see guys here in San Antonio, you guys will take less money to have this team success. And that just does not, I don't care who you talk to now. You heard LeBron recently, what did he say? I'll go somewhere, but they're gonna have to pay me next no matter what. So, yes. I mean, that's just the young guy's mentality, right? They're going to go get their cash at all costs. And I think we've been fortunate enough to be able to build a culture here where guys are like, hey, look, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, we'll give up some money,
But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have just, you know, Hall of Fame level success. And I think you're going to see that with, you know, whether it's Tony Parker or Manu or Tim or Pop. I mean, everyone here is going, you know, they're all going in.
Yeah.
So it's a trade-off, right? You want to have that level of success, that level of commitment, or those few extra dollars in your pocket. And, you know, so for me, I mean, that's the way I've always kind of looked at it. I'm like, hey, you know, Tim Duncan's coming here, and I know this kid is fantastic. We played against him in the Olympic team. He was on one of the college teams we played, and he was fantastic. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that guy is going to be, you know, an amazing player. He comes to San Antonio, and I, you know, I always thought my game could be complimentary as
yes.
well as, you know, as, you know, yeah, I could go out and score some points, but – certainly, it's going to be a lot more fun if we have more guys who are doing the work. And Timmy just, you know, he came in almost immediately and took the league by storm. He was fantastic.
No, he sure was. And in fact, you know, obviously here in Orlando, we came close. We thought in that summer of 2000 yeah. that we might be able to lure him away. We hear tales and rumors and all that here in Orlando from John Gabriel's end. But how scary a time was that, David? Or did you always know he'd come back? Or was that very close to him maybe coming here?
No, I tell you what, the guys in Orlando did a phenomenal job of you know, recruiting him. I think he... you know, he came back and talked to me and he said, hey, the opportunity in Orlando could be fantastic. And I said, well, it could be, but look what you have here. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, you know, are you going to trade what you have for sure for what might be great? Yeah. You know, you might get two or three free agents in at the same time and y'all might gel perfectly and it might be fantastic. We've already won one championship and why not go ahead and push this string out as long as we can. And, you know, hindsight looking back, you know, five championships later, you're like, okay, maybe that was the right decision. But at the time, y'all
sure.
did a phenomenal job of recruiting him and showing him what the possibilities were. And I think it swayed him. You know, he thought that was a nice opportunity. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it was just hard to leave what you already had in hand and take that chance to have to start over, even if it's with great, great talent.
David, you're one of my favorites. I've always admired everything you've been about, but am I to hear now that you are to blame for him not coming here?
Hey, look, I told you, I don't take too much credit for anything. Look,
okay, good.
Timmy is a smart guy, and he weighs his options, and you can just see for Timmy, he's a strong-minded guy, and nobody's
going
to tell him what to do at any point, but... You know, I did my very best this way to come back to San Antonio. So if y'all want to blame me, hey, I'll take that because it worked out for us pretty well.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And the rest is history. Hey, last thing, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate the time. I really do. And I had the honor of hosting an event here, All-Star Weekend, with you and Pat Williams. And I know Pat Williams means the world to mm-hmm. you. But lastly, yeah, I get a chance to talk a lot with Jeff Turner about that 84 Olympic team, the last amateur team to do it. And I just love to get your, you know, what you remember and what you'd tell people about that dream team in 92. I know you got two gold medals, but I'd love to know about that dream team. That just, did you have any idea that it would be as big as it was?
You know what? We had a thought that it would. I mean, I think everybody, you know, knew coming together it would be, you know, a first. We knew it would be exciting, but I don't know that, you know, you could have known possibly the impact it would have on the basketball game as a whole, worldwide basketball. And looking back over the last 25 years now, thinking, wow, that dramatically changed the landscape of
yes.
world basketball and perception of world basketball. So, I mean, looking back on it, you know, I guess, you know, we knew it was a special moment. But even going through it, it was like being a part of the Beatles. You know, you feel like every moment is kind of surreal. Like we come into the Olympic Village and then all the athletes, you know, thousands of athletes come around our bus and they just want to say hi. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is kind of a little more than we anticipated. But yes, I mean, that's going to be one of the highlights of my life, being a part of that team and being able to, you know, experience that with those guys and standing up there, getting that gold medal, accomplishing the goal, the task for which we set out to do, was one of the most satisfying things I think I've done in my life.
Well, David, I appreciate the time. I know you're proud of all your accomplishments, but you did it with character, and I know your faith, and I know those are all very important to you. And keep up the great job with your family and these three wonderful boys, and we look forward to following their progress as well.
Oh, thanks, Dante. Have a great day.
You got it. Thank you very much. There he is. David Robinson, the Admiral, one of the 50 greatest, one of the best to ever do it, kind enough to join us here on Magic Drive Time. I tell you what a terrific conversation, an upbeat individual, as you knew he would be, accomplished so much for the game of basketball and part of a team in 1992 that changed the whole landscape. Magic have a number of international players, and who knows if that happens as quickly as it did if it's not for the Dream Team in 1992. And some insight there. There you go. We've heard the rumors, and David Robinson might have swayed Tim Duncan from coming to City Beautiful. Wow, could you imagine? Could you imagine how things might have been different had that been able to come to fruition? Great job again by Aaron Berlin, our producer. Rick Barry yesterday, David Robinson today, no show tomorrow, and we'll be back with two more legends on Thursday and Friday as we close out NBA Legends Week. Have a great night, everybody. Magic in action tomorrow, hosting the Charlotte Hornets. 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 5:30 right here for Magic Drive Time on Thursday. We'll see you then.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.